Who's that person? Is he another pilot, or he's somebody who was a civilian and the plane fell down on him? That's not yet clear. The scene is a bit unclear, but what is very clear is that Pakistan has reacted very sharply. And we know in the last battles with India in 1965, Pakistani pilots, they had outmaneuvered their Indian pilots. And I think the situation this time around appears to be a sort of repetition of the history.
Okay, let's see what Shahana Bhatt has to say about this. Shahana, over to you. What do you have for us?
Unfortunately, the war hysteria that has been created by the media of the two countries seems to be becoming a reality, especially for the people of Kashmir for the past 5 days who have not slept well because of the reasons fighter jets have been hovering over their heads. And today what we see is that the retaliation from the Pakistan side by entering into the Indian airspace has made it more worse, because what is happening between the two countries is that the two countries are trying to create hegemony over the other, and it is trying to gain more points. And in the process, what is happening is that people of Kashmir are suffering at the worst. What is observed today is because of the reason that Pakistan crossed over to Indian side as a retaliatory measure that it had promised it will do it anytime. So in this process, what happened that Kashmir airport, which happens to be an Indian airbase, has been shut down following the intercepts that there might be further escalation. So this escalation, what the warmongering that has been going over for the past 10 to 15 days since the attack, Pulwama attack happened, it seems to be converting into a reality. But what is positive is that Sushma Swaraj has said that it does not want any further escalation. So the two countries must understand that it has to be responsible, that it is a nuclear flashpoint, and sanity must prevail over the two countries. Unfortunate incident also there is that another jet fighter, Indian jet fighter, has crashed in Indian-controlled Kashmir, and it has resulted into death of two pilots and one civilian, according to police so far. Well, the reasons are not clear as far now, but what can be seen is that the war hysteria, the warmongering that was there on media seems to be becoming a reality and a nightmare for the people of Kashmir. And the two countries are just trying to show the power and hegemony, and trying to show that they can retaliate. But at what cost? The two countries need to realize. And here comes the role of international community, who actually need to stop the two from showing off power. Of course, there is no need to show the power. Well, the entire world is aware that the two countries are nuclear armed powers. So the show off seems to be really threatening for this existence of people of Kashmir, who are actually into a lot of fear over the past 3 decades. And yet another war means death, destruction, and a lot of trouble for them. And also one important thing that one needs to understand is that elections are coming in India, and in a process of impressing its own public, New Delhi must ponder upon the fact that if it claims that Indian-controlled Kashmir is its integral part, it needs to consider the population and the devastation of war or a warlike situation can create. So at the moment, only the good sense prevailing is very important. And the role of international community, who has to come in force and talk and discuss, rather than escalations through media or through a dialogue or through a word of hate, can create a lot of tension and trouble.
Okay, thank you very much to both of you. This was Javed Rana from Islamabad, our correspondent there, and Shahana Bhatt with that update. But we're going to continue our live coverage with a totally different story. I'm being told that the Prime Minister of Armenia has, Nikol Pashinyan is his name, has arrived in Tehran and is being received by Iran's president. As you can see, Hassan Rouhani awaits him outside his car. There he is. That's Nikol Pashinyan, Armenia's prime minister, who has...